Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to comment on the economy and what you see coming down the road, doesn't look too good. There's a lot of people saying that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
But if you believe the White House and the official government line, then everything's rosy. This is the quote
if
that
if you believe the White House, you're a moron.
You're a sucker, no doubt. You always have been. Whether we're talking about the Trump White House or the Biden White House or the Obama or Bush or whoever. Here's the quote I was referring to earlier just offhand. I didn't have it in front of me. This is from a speech Biden gave, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, it looks like, June 3rd. Quote, "It is only about jobs. Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal
Reserve..." What world does he live in where that's true?
Let me give the second sentence and then I'll be done because I don't want to read the rest of it. But a recent survey from the Federal Reserve... that's a trustworthy institution, found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than at any time since the survey began in 2013.
Everything he just said is a lie.
Yes. Let's switch over to Gallup News, where they do what is called the Economic Confidence Index.
This is where they do a poll that's actually, quote, scientific, and it's not just some Fed secretary
some propaganda
writing down what she wants the government to say.
D.C., they report the Economic Confidence Index is now measured negative 45, which is down from negative 39 in each of the previous 2 months. It's the lowest reading in Gallup's trend during the coronavirus pandemic, and likely the lowest confidence has been since the tail end of the Great Recession in early 2009. And then they show the graph of this particular confidence number. And basically, it goes from negative 100 to positive 100. And it measures the relative confidence of the American people as asked by Gallup in an ongoing survey on a year-by-year, at least year-by-year, maybe they do it more than once a year, basis. And it was in the positives at around 2015. It dipped negative maybe in 2016, it looked like. Yeah, they do it looks like a couple times a year. And then 2017, it went up even more positive to a high of 41, positive 41 at the very beginning of 2020, right before, coronavirus happened.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it had not been that high. So the score of 41, the last time it was that high was back in like the year 2000.
So, I can imagine it plummeted for the second 2020 reading they have.
Yep, it plummeted, came back up towards zero for most of 2021, and it has been steadily going downward since now at negative 45. So if the American people are feeling less positive than they have felt in the last 12 or 13 years, because the only other time again was the last recession, then that in no way can jive with what Joe Biden is saying here, claiming that Americans, more of them, feel financially comfortable than at any time since 2013.
No, they're less comfortable.
That's right. By definition, financially, they are worse off. Their buying power is worse than it's been.
And there's less to buy.
That's true, too.
Especially if you need baby formula.
Yep.
Well, so, there's none of that to buy.
Mm. Well, there's some. There's
sure.
There's less than needed.
Well, none of us are going down that particular aisle of the grocery store. I suspect we don't have intimate knowledge with the...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
...with that subject. But if you want to weigh in on it, you're welcome to do so. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to... Remember, I'm always into this ionizers and... ionizing technology with the oxygen molecule, and I just want to explain what the ionized oxygen really does in our body.
Please do, Sarah. I cannot wait to hear what you think it does.
Well, I mean, this was actually from, there's a machine that, it was part of the advertisement that they were selling, this machine that they have, these machines that add.
Let me guess, this is your network marketing company that sells the machine?
No. It's they were on the commercial, and I don't hear them anymore. But this is part of their, I've only heard
either
their
they sold the so many machines, and they don't have to advertise anymore because they're tremendously successful, or they've gone out of business.
What's an ion, Sarah?
Yeah, either or. what
Sarah,
did you
hear the question?
Okay, ion.
No, there was a question for you.
Go ahead.
What's an ion?
Okay, the ion is the one that I'm talking about is happens in nature. The oxygen molecule picks up an extra electron, so it becomes like ionized, becomes a
negatively charged. Yes, that part's correct.
Okay.
I'm impressed.
I am too.
But the thing about it is that this actually happens in nature. So after a good thunderstorm,
yes, it does.
If you're up in the forest or if you're next to a waterfall, they have all these natural ionizers that happen naturally. Like, I think there has to be
you can smell it, right? Isn't that that smell after a fresh rain or whatever? Isn't that sort of the ionized air, supposedly, or something like that?
Right. And then the reason I'm trying to explain that we get all this pumped up energy and it feels refreshing is because our red blood cell actually is able to pick up more oxygen molecule because of the ionization. So that was the explanation what I heard on the commercial,
I want to make sure I understand this correctly. If you negatively charge your red blood cells, they're able to carry more oxygen. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's the opposite. If you if you negatively charge the oxygen, your hemoglobin's able to absorb more of it. I don't know if that's true or not.
And what is the purported benefit of this? You're generally more rejuvenated. You're feeling peppier. I mean, what's the benefit of having more oxygen in your red blood cells?
Well, that's the point. That's the whole point. That it all, at the same time, this ionization cleanses the air in your surrounding area, and then also you feel like you're in the mountains. You feel refreshed. You're getting more oxygen. But why are you guys?
Isn't it harder to breathe
just
in the mountains?
Just eat a Klondike bar.
I don't know. If
then you'll feel like you're standing on top of a mountain, right? Isn't that the commercial? You bite into it, and suddenly you're standing on top of the Swedish Alps.
So I gotta wonder, Sarah, why didn't you buy the machine?
Because she's poor.
Well, the thing about it is that, well, that's it. I was like,
she's got welfare money. I mean, she can afford stuff like this. You're not eating steaks every night, are you?
Yeah, just once in a while. But what's amazing is that the salt with the lamp inside the middle does the same thing. That's the amazing thing about it.
The salt lamps?
Yeah, the salt lamp.
Run that by me one more time.
I thought of it. Okay.
I've heard those are BS, salt lamps.
I've never heard of a salt lamp. Sarah, what is a salt lamp?
Okay, let me tell you. Okay. Have you ever seen a pink salt that lights up? Have you ever seen them in any of the beauty salons or spas or anywhere that you went?
What? The pink Himalayan salt I have seen.
Yeah, right. And it's
I used to date a hippie chick.
Okay. So then the thing is, I am a believer. I thought this was a BS.
This is just a chunk of salt that's
with a light.
Light in? Why are people doing this? What are hippies doing these days, man?
This is old, man.
Hippies are always doing crazy stuff.
Okay, I would explain to your answer. I mean, I'll say you can keep your mouth shut, okay?
Sarah, we're just trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Well, she's talking about the salt lamp. I just showed you a photo of them.
So we had to find out what a salt lamp is, because just a few minutes ago you were talking about ionizing the oxygen, and then you go straight to the salt lamp.
She's saying she thinks the salt lamp does the same thing as the machine, right, Sarah?
Not that I think. I know that it does, because I own salt lamps, and I know the difference in the air quality. That's it.
Now, is it a candle, or is it just a light that's in there?
Well, it's either or. You could use any type of heat. I've seen the ones with the candles in it, or you could have like a light, any kind of a light bulb source. So I thought this was a bunch of malarkey.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Is this thing for real, the salt lamp claims?
Well, she correctly defined ion.
She did. You were surprised.
Which completely blew my mind.
What are the salt lamp claims?
We can talk about it coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well. Maybe you've got experience.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Coming up, there's apparently an event that happened over the weekend that conservatives are freaking out about in Texas, of all places. It was a drag show for kids, apparently. We'll get into that coming up here. But you had asked the question, Aria, what is a salt lamp?
Yeah, because it's the first I've ever heard about it. But you showed me a picture, and it looks like just a large chunk of salt.
It is.
A lantern or something in it.
Some sort of heat source, some kind of light. And Sarah had called in from New Mexico, pitching this as, you know, we didn't let her really get into her health claims that she probably would have made. She likely would have
claimed cancer.
That these probably would have made that claim or something like that. And there are a lot of products on the market that make a lot of claims. A lot of people swear by them, but there's usually not a lot of evidence. You know, they've done studies on salt lamps. This is not a new technology, quote unquote. It's not a new product. These things have been around for quite a long time. But I do have a story here from realsimple.com by Elizabeth Yuko. Do salt lamps actually do anything, or are they just pretty? Here's what the research says. So skipping down a little bit, they're a fixture of spa decor and Instagram content. Salt lamps are basically large, hollowed-out chunks of pink rock salt that contain a light bulb or other type of heating element. Quote-unquote authentic salt lamps are made from rock salt mined from the Himalayan mountains, usually in Pakistan, although it's often hard to confirm if the product's true or are truly from that place when purchasing it.
What does it have to be from the Himalayas?
Just the marketing.
Okay.
That's where Tibet is. It's a spiritual place.
When a salt lamp...
Just don't tell the Chinese.
When it's turned off, yeah. It looks like a large, decorative, salmon-colored crystal sitting on a shelf. When it's turned on, it produces a soft, and some might even say soothing, pinkish glow. Most of the health claims made about salt lamps stem from the idea they supposedly release negative ions into the air, which is the claim that Sarah was making. Scientists have been looking into the sources and the potential benefits of air ions since the beginning of the 20th century and have found they can be generated naturally via waterfall, rain showers, or thunderstorms. However, studies on the potential mental and physical health benefits of negative ions that have been found in nature have largely come up empty, with no consistent or reliable scientific evidence of potential therapeutic effects. Now, that said,
I mean, hanging out a waterfall is going to make someone feel a little bit better.
Right, and it does smell nice after a fresh rainfall, right? I've smelled that. It's an enjoyable scent.
Yeah.
And if that makes you feel good, then that might make you get over a sickness sooner, right? Like, you're feeling positive,
sure.
You're feeling good. What does this mean in terms of salt lamps, however? In short, the main basis of the health claims is that the lamp produces negative ions.
Well, we can test that scientifically.
And they have. So far, there has been no meaningful scientific evidence, says this story, that negative ions do anything to improve a person's mental or physical health. On top of that, there's also no evidence that salt lamps even produce and release these negative ions in the first place.
That's what I would expect to be the case, because I don't know of what chemical process or electrical process a piece of salt would go about ionizing anything.
The air.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a fixed number of electrons, so for every negative ion you produce, you also produce a positive ion.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it certainly couldn't do it forever, presumably, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could...
I mean, they're talking about emitting something, and if it's emitting anything, it's eventually going to emit itself to death.
Yeah. But again, no evidence.
No, that would take place over tens of thousands of years, if it was even happening. I mean, and it obviously is happening, because it's got a half-life like everything does.
I mean, you can ionize things over time. That's how batteries work, and as long as you keep charging your battery, it... In theory, will keep ionizing, although eventually, I guess, they wear out.
They run out.
Yeah.
That means there's no reason to take any of the purported health benefits of salt lamps, including claims they clean the air, boost your mood, or improve sleep quality at all seriously. Unless, of course, they do boost your mood. I mean,
yeah.
We talked about the placebo effect the other night here on Free Talk Live, and it is a very, very powerful effect. We had Olivia calling in talking about that she's now on SSRIs, and she believes that they're helping her. And I said, well, you know, there's been studies that show that placebo can cure depression. And placebo, there have been studies on placebo and anxiety as well, and they help people with anxiety. In fact, it's hard to manufacture a product that does better than the placebo effect.
Well, we didn't manufacture
anxiety.
It.
That's that makes me nervous.
Psilocybin convinces it does do a better job of treating depression and anxiety and these things than SSRIs.
Yeah, I didn't even think to bring up psilocybin in that case.
That's what I would recommend.
But
I'm not a doctor or a medically trained professional, but the people out there struggling with depression, anxiety, and stuff like that, like I used to struggle with, do what I did, maybe, and do some shrooms.
It works for me.
Did you do it all alone, too? Just do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't recommend the first time or do it alone. You'd probably
experience with other psychedelics at that point. And it wasn't like I was going to go. I had never said, I'm going to do shrooms.
You didn't take
a
heroic dose either, right, your first time out?
No, but not my first time doing it by myself, no.
Yeah, okay.
But I wasn't like, I'm going to sit here and listen to music and go on this intense internal spiritual journey to master myself or anything like that. I'm going to have some shrooms and have a good time. 3 hours later, I was laying in the grass crying about my oneness with the universe, but that wasn't the intention.
That's interesting.
And, you know, that's one of the things people talk about, bad trips.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had a bad trip. I've had uncomfortable trips.
Yeah, where you had to deal with something, right?
Yeah. But generally, having dealt with that thing, I'm going to feel better in the long run because, you know, it's like popping an emotional zit. Mm-hmm. Once you pop it, it heals.
And I tend to think all shroom usage is like that. You know, that person, maybe they're just doing shrooms to have a good time, and maybe that's fine. But if you're carrying baggage you haven't dealt with, one of these days,
those shrooms
are going to find it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you're just going to have to deal with it, whether it's just a party drug to you or not. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
I like that advice. But again, if it's your first time doing psychedelics, have a trip sitter, somebody who's had some experience to be there with you.
You don't want to be talking to plants.
Well, you can talk to a plant as long as somebody's there to keep an eye on you.
I didn't talk to a plant, but I thought I was being harassed by a plant once.
Do you remember the song, "Didn't Mean to Give You Mushrooms, Girl"?
No.
"Didn't Mean to Bring You to My World"?
Oh, yeah,
now
My Fault by Eminem.
"In the corner crying, and now it's my fault.
Who sang that song?
That's Eminem.
Oh, really?
That was on his debut album.
I didn't know who sang it either.
I did because I recently went through and listened to some of that old Eminem stuff. It was so much more. I know people say, you know, they could never get away with that today, but he could never have gotten away with that stuff today.
Amazing.
Well, check it out during the break, man. That song is bad.
You know what it's called? You know the name?
It's called My Fault.
My Fault.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. The phones are open here. So, look, if you believe the salt lamp's going to help you, then it may very well, because it'll act as a placebo effect, probably, and you will ultimately be the one helping you. It's you that's helping you when you believe that some other thing is helping you. It's just you're putting that onus onto the thing when it's really happening inside of you.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think mushrooms do... they can be an excellent catalyst, and basically, it's just sometimes you have to look at a problem from a different angle. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that crazy people sometimes seem to have great wisdom, is they just look at things from a different angle, and sometimes that angle shows them something that other people don't see.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. They're welcome here. The number is 603-283-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, barely. He won the support of 211 of 359 of his fellow Conservatives. The margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson is calling it a convincing win and that the party should now come together. Johnson's leadership rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. The former top leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government says Henry Tarrio and four others coordinated the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They're scheduled to stand trial in August. This is USA Radio News. Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have made off with more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half.
In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about one out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Wall Street closed higher as investors wrestled with whether the economy will avoid a recession amid rising interest rates and high inflation. The Dow added 16, the Nasdaq gained 49, the S&P 500 was up 13. Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the social media company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the SEC. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Texas gay bar that hosted a drag show for kids, apparently. And some people are really upset about this.
I'll bet Sarah's upset. She hates drag racing.
Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
July 13th through 16th, our co-host Mark Edge is going to be out at the Vegas Freedom Fest. I guess it took a couple years off. It was in South Dakota, I think, last year. But they're back to Vegas this year.
Vegas Freedom Fest was in South Dakota?
Yeah, they moved it because
they couldn't find a venue or something.
Yeah, Vegas was probably going all mask crazy still last year.
Oh,
and so,
are they all liberal?
I don't know, but they were definitely cracking down during COVID in Vegas. And so I guess they're back. It's July 13th through the 16th. Mark's going to be there for the world's largest gathering of free minds. Freedom Fest is an intense and rewarding four-day conference like no other, with big debates, world-class speakers, a film festival, social events, the trade show for liberty, and more. And this year, Mark will be speaking about locating liberty with hundreds of other premier speakers and top-level experts in a wide range of topics. People like Ben Stein, John Cleese, Steve Forbes, Glenn Beck, Rand Paul, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and many others will be there. And the last 2 years have been full of government overreach, lockdowns, and mass hysteria. So the theme for this year's conference conference is turning the tide. There's so much to discuss at Freedom Fest, from Bitcoin to gold, economics, politics, the Constitution, philosophy, science, technology, vaccines, education, and more. You can use our code to get $50 off the regular rate. Go to freedomfest.com and use code FTL50. That's freedomfest.com. Code is FTL50. The event is July 13th through the 16th.
I'm sorry. The Constitution has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it, and in either case, it's unfit to exist.
That is why more libertarians should go to Freedom Fest, because there's a lot of conservative types that go to that particular event. It's kind of a mix. The crowd is, I've only been to one of them. It was in 2019. The mix there is libertarians and conservatives, and that means that, you know, maybe some conservatives will hear some ideas that they haven't heard before, and maybe that'll make them think about something.
No. I like Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas. I wonder if they're happening this year. We'll find out the next few weeks, I imagine.
Didn't the founders move to Texas or something like that of that event, or maybe not?
I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
They're also doing the Jackalope Festival now, I think.
That's Arizona.
That is. That Float Fest is what I was thinking about. They're also doing that.
They have in Texas. That already happened, I believe, this year.
Right. But they may just be doing that in lieu of, you know, not doing
Burning Man. Burning Man has been canceled the last 2 years.
Yeah, it was digital or something.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a really lame ass.
Oh, I remember that. We covered that.
It was
that
so
was
stupid.
Lame.
Yeah, it was so dumb. And they did the same thing last year while you were still in jail.
Oh, wow.
Same digital crap.
E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or whatever it stands for, the largest video game show in the world, is also canceled this year.
Again.
Yeah, they're not even doing a digital one this year.
See, game convention I can see doing digitally. That makes sense.
It didn't work out when they tried it in the past, though.
Yeah, it sounds really lame.
Yeah, because it basically just, okay, Microsoft's on their YouTube channel, Nintendo's on theirs.
That's not a convention.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Well, but, I mean, COVID's gone.
If you're
gone.
Just playing video games and talking with people in the chat channels, and that's what you do every other day.
Well, no, the E3 is the idea is you're going to go and see new technology, right? Like, you're going to try the new virtual reality.
That's when they release the upcoming console, the new games, or whatever that everyone's going to
want. You'll see the hot new tech, like, they've got the whatever that comes after Blu-ray, or, you know, there's some sort of new thing that's on display. You know, there's some
After Blu-ray, it shifts toward Red Ray as it speeds up.
It's probably just going to not have physical media anymore, most likely. But that's the point I was trying to make, is that they show off the new tech there at those shows.
I was making a Redshift joke. Fell flat.
No. Somebody got it.
It was moving too quickly.
Yeah. Physics jokes, you know, they're problematic.
It's a niche audience for sure.
Definitely.
So WFAA.com reporting out of Dallas, Texas, where an event happened this weekend that has conservatives all up in a tizzy.
I don't know what happened here.
I'm about to tell you. Go ahead.
I want to speculate that all the conservatives had to do was not let their kids go.
Yes, but they want to stop other people's kids from going.
Well, see, they can't do that.
Well, they tried.
Well, if they have enough guns, they can.
Well, and
they can't morally do that. They have no right to do that.
I agree with you. And that's the thing here, is for the last 2 years, the conservatives have sounded like the bastions of freedom, right? Oh, don't make me wear a mask, my body, my choice, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And we've been out at protests, and we've, you know, marched with them on these different freedom-related issues that have come up over the last 2 years. And all the while, those of us who know what conservatives are all about know the truth is they don't care about liberty for other people. They only care about their own freedom. They only care about themselves. When it comes to the liberty of other people to, say, raise their families how they want to, then conservatives start to get real crazy. In fact, I saw one of them online this weekend. One of these conservative influencers said something about how people who take their kids to drag shows should go to prison.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's
how insane these people are.
You give me an idea, though. I should take this approach about trans stuff with conservatives more often. Like, okay, you don't want to wear a mask. I get it. I respect that. I don't want to wear men's clothes.
Right.
It's exactly the same thing, right?
Well, they'd probably
say... Except mine's not even being alleged to kill people.
They'd probably say, well, you're an adult, you can make your own decisions, but your children have to wear whatever their gender requires.
Of course, and you do see it on both sides. I saw a video of a guy. He was actually a black guy, and he was in a school irate because the teacher had forced his son to wear a dress.
That's not good either.
So it's you see anti-freedom on both sides.
But I suspect a lot of that is not true. I suspect a lot of it's people who want to believe that is true.
Well, there was a libertarian who's the new treasurer under the Mises Caucus Libertarian Party takeover, which has, by the way, been an incredible success in the last week. They've gotten back to actual principled messaging at the National Libertarian Party, so I'm really pleasantly surprised with how that's turned out. But Todd Hagopian posted on his account over the weekend, and he really stirred people up by pointing out that, you know, there's people that... You talk about both sides. There's people that believe that taking your kids to church is abusive. And
that's true. They have a better case for that than they do about letting your kids transition.
Well, we're not even talking about letting kids transition. The issue over the weekend was just simply taking kids to a drag show.
That's a much
easier issue, right? Like, that's just having a little bit of fun with people who want to cross-dress and act silly, all right? But now, to be fair to the conservatives, it was at a gay club where the imagery at the club was fairly mature, right? So at this...
See, that's where I diverge from this as well, because I've been to LGBT clubs, and I have never seen one where I was like, yeah, they should totally let kids in here. It'd be fine. This is a kid-approved environment. No, there's...
It's pretty adult.
Yeah.
And it says here on that there's like a big neon sign on the wall, like behind the drag strip or whatever, where the people are walking up and down, you know, doing the show. It says in neon letters, it's not going to lick itself.
Well, that's accurate. The science has settled on that. People have been trying to get it to lick itself for a long time.
Yeah, that's very
and
difficult.
It won't do it.
Right. So, now, look, I get that some people say, all right, well, you know, kids shouldn't be in this club. They shouldn't be seeing these things. But you know what? It's not your family. And therefore, it is none of your damn business. Why can't you just leave it alone?
Yeah, there's a lot of argument on how best to raise kids vis-a-vis sex. And I think that should be a very private decision. This is a very different issue than the Florida bill.
I would want parents to be clear about what gay bars are like before allowing one of their kids to go to this thing. But if they want to allow it, why not?
I mean, they could have turned around and
walked going with them.
Yeah, they're there. There's more coming up here. This is free.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number if you want to join in here in the remaining moments, which are right now, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want. We do have our own social media server. Go to social.freetalklive.com, where I've actually been having a discussion or debate or whatever with some what sound like pretty ultra-right conservative types from other Mastodon servers on this very particular issue today.
You've been gabbing with them?
I don't know if they came from Gab, but yeah, there are other servers I never heard of before, because there's literally thousands of Mastodon servers out there, and they're all federated together.
And now you can report people to us, even if they're on other servers, and that's not annoying at all, so please keep doing it.
Well, it's only happened a few times, but we can't do anything about it. So.
I imagine most of the people signing up are like, yeah.
Actually, we could. I think you could,
I guess we could probably block
an account.
But they can block the account. That's the thing. The people reporting could just block the account.
And they want
us to block it from our server.
When people report something, it's not, I don't want to see this,
because I don't want
that's
other
easily
people.
Solved, yeah. But I don't want other people to see this, which comes right back to the topic we're at now.
Yep, and that's what we're discussing here tonight, which is these conservatives who claim that they are supporting liberty. Like, okay, yeah, you've been on the right side. You've been on the pro-liberty side of mask wearing. You've been on the pro-liberty side of vaccines. But when it comes to allowing others to be free, to do things that you wouldn't do with your family, conservatives cannot abide. They cannot just live and let live.
Some conservatives. There are exceptions, I think.
Well, if there's exceptions, then they're they're going to the libertarian camp because social conservatism is what really defines these people besides warmongering.
That's what conservative means. It means they're trying to conserve the status quo, and that is cis heteronormatism or normativity, whatever the word is that leftists tend to use. That is what conservatives want to preserve.
At least it's what's in their mind, the status quo, because the fact is gay people have been around since the beginning of time. It's not like that's some sort of new thing.
They want to maintain the leave it to Beaver effort.
Army was famous for buggering each other. Talk about gays in the military. They took over the world.
That's the problem with conservatives, though, is they want to go back to the Leave It to Beaver era when they don't realize
it only existed on television.
Yeah, that was never a real thing. It was a TV show. Yeah.
I thought Pleasantville was a brilliant expose of that whole idea that, you look back at the 50s and you look back at an image of an era in your mind, but that era never existed. There were gay bars in the 50s. There were gay people in the 50s. Touring was being hounded to suicide by his government for being gay in the 50s. And Touring, if you don't know, was the guy who single-handedly won World War II by breaking the Enigma machine.
Oh,
he was a computer scientist. He was also gay as the Ace of Spades.
Is that the Turing test, Turing?
Same Turing. He was hounded to, he was chemically castrated by his government because he was gay.
I mean, it goes all the way back to like Oscar Wilde. I mean, gay people have always existed.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, would these conservatives support chemical castration today?
There are certainly those who would, where...
No, because that comes with being trans, and that bothers them.
Huh?
That comes with being trans, and that bothers them. So, no, they wouldn't support it.
They might support it if it was against your will, but if you wanted it, they would probably oppose it.
That's a better way of putting it.
So here's a clip from outside of this bar. It's called Mr. Mister, spelled MR.MISSTER, in Dallas. It happened on Saturday, and a bunch of the conservative, quote-unquote, influencer types came out. They wanted to use this as an opportunity to go viral and, have their videos passed
around.
Nothing
better to do on a Saturday night, guys. That's
sad. During the daytime. But 11 to 2 o'clock. So here's a clip
Always remember, being bisexual doubles your chances of having a date on Saturday night.
So this guy has shown up on some libertarian podcasts. This person who from whose video I will be playing this clip, his name is Alex Stein. And he showed up most recently on this show when we played a clip from him appearing at a city council meeting in whatever city in Texas, Plano or something like that, and giving them this ridiculous pro-COVID rap, or not pro-COVID, but like pro-masking rap. I don't know if you guys saw this clip.
I remember that,
around.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. Like, he did a ridiculous little rap that he was in this character, right? He wasn't himself. He's playing some COVID-obsessed freak that loves masks and things like that. And he made fun of those people very effectively in front of the city council. And I thought, oh, it was pretty creative, and I followed his profile. Well, come to today, where he shows up outside of this event.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You little kid out of by the gay bar. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You watch gay porn.
You watch gay porn. You should be ashamed of yourself. You watch gay porn.
This is a woman pointing back at him saying that he watches gay porn.
Can we please get him to say you should be ashamed of yourself just one more time? I just need to hear it one more time.
There's 30 more seconds.
You're ashamed of yourself. You guys are like little kids. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Again.
That's at least 8 times that he said it, man. Like,
security is walking up to him.
It makes me think of Buffy the Vampire Slayer when Buffy says to Cordelia, "Have you no shame?" And Cordelia says, "Oh, please." Like, shame is something to be proud of.
Yeah, and so security from the event is coming towards him at this point. He's out in the parking lot, by the way, where this is going down. Earlier, I did see another clip from him this weekend where he tries to get into the event, and of course they're not going to let him in the front door. And he protests and says, "Oh, you guys aren't inclusive."
Did they know who he was?
Yes, yeah, he's a local activist who made a scene at various different city council meetings in a very entertaining way during COVID. So yeah, he's shown up at other gay
friendly
events.
I mean, he's out there
events.
Yelling at people right now. Why would they let him, even if they knew nothing about him, he's in their parking lot yelling at their customers. You're not going to let him in.
I mean, I would assume that he would have the sense, if he's trying to get in, that he would, you know, hide his nonsense under a bushel barrel.
This may have come after the part where he tried to get in. I don't know what the order of the videos is.
I'm trying to get over to Walgreens to get out of here.
So security comes up.
Okay, I'm just saying, you guys are indoctrinating children. You should be ashamed of yourself, little man. You don't deserve to have to go to a gay bar.
Now he's yelling at the kid there. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, there's only one person here who should be ashamed of themselves, dude, and that's you, the person making this video.
You don't deserve to have to go to a gay bar.
You don't deserve
to have to go to a gay bar. That's like a triple negative somehow. Maybe, because if you go quadruple negative, then it's positive again.
Yeah.
It's very perplexing messaging to be accusing gay people of indoctrinating children when you're presumably a Christian conservative. I mean, indoctrinating, mm-hmm. They literally call it indoctrination, at least in Southern Baptist churches.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do everywhere else.
What they teach is their doctrine. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Certainly.
And you got to put it in those kids.
They openly talk about indoctrinating using that exact word.
Phrasing. Aren't we doing phrasing anymore?
But it's like the conservatives here, they just cannot allow. They don't understand how to just let people live how they want to.
This is super easy. Just take a relax and go, ha-ha, yeah, that's got nothing to do with me, does it?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to go mind my own business. Yeah.
What I say is, if somebody in your church is doing it and you want to excommunicate them from your church,
that's your business.
It violates the morals of your church, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't expect everybody to join your church.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't force unwilling others to join your church and share your spiritual beliefs.
Well, in Islam, it says there is no compulsion in religion. I think in the second sutra or whatever terminology they do. Mm-hmm. And that's true in Christianity.
It does say that.
Well, that's true of Christianity as well.
You'll find a lot of compulsion in a lot of Islamic states. So,
well, the state
yes, there
is
are plenty of people who don't actually abide their teachings in their religious books.
What were you trying to say, though?
That is true in Christian mythology, the Christian mm-hmm. doctrine as well, that they're not supposed to compel people to follow their beliefs. And if you don't profess to be a Christian, if you don't claim to be a Christian, you're not required to follow Christian teachings and Christian law.
Yeah, and there's different varieties of Christian. My parents went to a church that was Christian, but it was a very laid-back form mm-hmm. of Christianity. They didn't do the fire and the brimstone. They certainly didn't hate on the gay people.
Did they have drag shows?
They didn't have drag shows. I mean, maybe the Technicolor Dreamcoat thing.
Out of time for tonight. Look, if you want to be free, you got to let other people be free, and that means they'll make decisions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.